Well, while we're in the sea, there's a film out on DVD and on demand this week that tells the tale that inspired Herman Melville's Moby Dick. It's called In the Heart of the Sea and stars Chris Hemsworth as Owen Chase, first mate of the Essex. That's a whaling ship out of Nantucket that ends up in a fight for survival after encountering a particularly vicious whale. Ron Howard directed and produced the film. He's, of course, Richie from Happy Days and the narrator from Arrested Development. He's also the Oscar-winning director of Apollo 13 and A Beautiful Mind. I spoke with Ron Howard shortly before In the Heart of the Sea was released in theaters and asked him about how much our feelings about whales have changed since Moby Dick was written. In fact, there are times in this film when you're watching the movie and you're rooting for the whale.
Well, you know, I wanted to take a very balanced view. I see this as a very relatable contemporary kind of story, and a lot of the themes are very modern, while the overarching story, which is a simple one of struggle and survival and sort of living through that kind of gauntlet and the way that it changes you, but underneath it are these themes. You know, whaling was the energy industry then. The whale oil basically lit the lamps that kept the city streets around the world from going dark at night. And yet, not only was this huge industry, but there was this brutality connected with it. And you see, even in the writing of Melville and others, people were acknowledging this paradox, this dichotomy. Mm. And even the men of the Essex, when they'd been attacked by this whale, they were shocked by it. They'd never seen nature turn on them in this way with that kind of intensity. And in their journals and notes, they openly wondered whether this was could be punishment. You know, if they'd sinned and this was the result.
Well, and it's not just the whales. The sea, in a way, is its own villain in this film. Let's listen to a scene from early in the film. The Essex is out at sea and there's tough weather ahead.
Sir, squall the starboard bow. You must shorten sail immediately.
Not just yet, Mr. Chase.
Sir, we are headed into a squall of more than 8 knots, and it's moving faster than that.
Let it come. Men are soft for months on land. They need a good baptism. Let them know our work has begun.
If we don't shorten sail and pair off, it'll catch us on the beam.
Mr. Chase, we will stand on. Mr. Lawrence?
So it turns out to be a huge storm. What about that the fear of the sea? I see that you were raised in the middle of the country in Oklahoma. Are you afraid of the sea?
I'm not a fan. Now, I directed Splash. I directed Cocoon. You know, I spent a lot of time in the ocean working. But, you know, I don't find myself going there for recreation very often, if ever. Hmm. I'm fair skinned. I'm a redhead. I just get burned out there. And, you know, the place is a little foreboding for me. I can swim. I don't think I'm, you know, I don't think the sharks are going to get me the minute I'm in the water or anything kooky. But it's not a place I find comforting. I, however, have long wanted to make a movie that was set entirely in that environment because there is so much drama. And now technology has allowed me to work with cameras that are small enough, tight enough to make that kind of story both epic and expressive, but also very, very intimate.
Chris Hemsworth also starred in another film of yours, Rush. What makes a particular actor stand out to you, makes you say, this is the person that I want to play this part?
Well, it depends role to role. With Rush, I had seen Chris in Star Trek and Thor. I'd met him briefly. I had no idea what his range was. And he sent in this remarkable audition tape.
Is there any actor that's still on your list that you haven't worked with that you'd really like to work with?
There are so many great actors and directors, and I feel like that there are just more talented people out there than I'll ever have the opportunity to work with. But it makes it very, very exciting, especially for me. You know, I look for interesting creative challenges, and I love to find collaborators to help bring them to the screen. It's exciting for me. And these last two movies in a row, Rush and then In the Heart of the Sea, has been one of the richest creative periods of my life. I've really enjoyed those challenges.
Well, this is the interesting thing, I think, that connects to the story of this film, which is that if you look at the body of work that you have, it does look like you're always looking for a challenge because you can't put all these movies into one box. They're so different.
Sometimes it's a little confusing for people, I know. And I never wanted to be a brand director. I didn't want that kind of stamp. I wanted to be more like Pacino or Dustin Hoffman or Meryl Streep or De Niro, you know, a chameleon as a storyteller, because I love all kinds of movies. And by the way, I'm not a very adventuresome person by nature. So these movies force me to go places, think about things, engage with people who I otherwise probably would never have the opportunity to. It's been a great way of life for me and a stimulating one. And I find it, you know, at least as exciting and promising today as I did when I broke in with my first feature film in 1977.
And how are you able to adapt, and how do you like to adapt to the new world of Hollywood? Because not just in the world of movies, but your show Arrested Development, now being released when it is on Netflix all at once as opposed to one episode at a time. It's a very different world than when you got started so long ago.
There are more formats to explore narrative. And that is exciting to me. Now, the economics are strange. They're challenging. Creative people have to be ready to roll their sleeves up and make sacrifices. But different tastes are being serviced with more specificity than ever before. And that means that storytellers with particular tastes don't really have to amend them to broaden it. They can really talk to like-minded people with a shared aesthetic and sensibility in a way that really has not been available up until recently. That's good for the medium. It's great for fans, and it's exciting for the creative community, if not a little daunting sometimes. It's just not a simple system to follow anymore. But why should it be simple?
That's Ron Howard, the producer and director of the new film In the Heart of the Sea, and of course, so many others. Ron Howard, such a pleasure having you. Thank you so much.
Likewise. Nice talking to you.
Our interview with Ron Howard originally aired in December. The film was released on DVD and on demand this week.